Yes.
This is a wonderful initiative. Tell us a little bit more about your wife's relative. I don't want to reveal her name if she wishes to remain anonymous, but she was born sighted, presumably.
Born sighted, yes, an adopted child.
How has she coped with losing her sight at such a young age?
Well, you know, when you think about that, that's what makes us warm to the cause of raising funds for research into eye problems, because just imagine born sighted and then at that age... It doesn't bear thinking about, so that's why we rather focus on raising funds for research to prevent this happening to others. It's prevention for other people not to suffer that anguish.
I mean, has she been fairly stoical about it?
Marvellous. Pulling on well, one might say, but we all know, we think we know what it must feel like inside her. It's difficult to express it, really. So there we are. That makes us enthusiastic, and the committee is right behind me in this, and very enthusiastic. And we want to raise money, and we understand, we know that Fight for Sight, we know their background, and we are keen to support them in their efforts to research problems of sight.
Well, we have a little surprise for you. If you'd like to put your headphones on, we have Anu Meyer from the Fight for Sight charity. Anu, welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Morning, Anu. Morning.
Morning, Francis.
A very moving story that Francis has told about his wife's relative. It doesn't bear thinking about. Why are you keen for Guernsey people to get behind this initiative?
Well, the charity Fight for Sight was set up in 1965 to fund world-class research into prevention and treatment of blindness and eye disease. And if you think about the fact that 1.8 million people are estimated to be blind or partially sighted in the UK, including 25,000 children, and this is set to increase as people are living longer, age-related eye conditions such as macular degeneration, glaucoma, and those related to diabetes are a growing problem. And yet many of these cases, there's no prevention or treatment, and that's why Fight for Sight is behind this.
Have you had any experience of sight loss within your family, Annie?
I haven't personally had experience of sight loss with my family, but we have many, many people like Francis who have personal experience in their family who are raising funds through Fight for Sight for research into the prevention treatment of an eye condition that affects them personally. And we have many, many people like Francis who are very passionate about raising money for particular eye conditions.
When it comes to eye conditions, how quickly can, following a period of research, following a period of funding, how quickly can a cure be found? I mean, talk us through the process. And I mean, it's probably a case of how long is a piece of string, but...
Of course, exactly. Fight for Sight is a member of the Association of Medical Research Charities. We follow a really rigorous process with a panel of experts who choose projects with the best scientific quality and also likely to deliver benefit to people affected with eye disease. That's how our research, our projects are chosen. And you're exactly right, you know, it's how long is a piece of string. We cannot say, you know, when there's going to be a cure or a better treatment, but we are funding some of the best research in the world to make that happen, to help people with eye conditions.
What are the most common eye problems?
The most common eye problems in the UK include age-related macular degeneration and glaucoma. And as I mentioned, with the, you know, increasing the ageing population, this is set to increase, including those conditions related to diabetes. And I'm afraid there isn't much available as yet to prevent or treat many of these cases.
So everything that we're doing here in Guernsey is going to be appreciated and will go to an amazing cause.
Absolutely. It's vital that people not only support Francis and his team, but support eye research in this country with, you know, organising events like this. And I know that a lot of effort goes into organising things like this. And it's also vital that we receive awareness through events like this on what the charity is doing.
Can you give us a website for people to look up more information on your charity, please?
Yes, of course. For the latest news on our research and fundraising events, please go to fightforsight.org.uk.
Fight for Sight.